Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
By UK police into an attack on 18-year-old Henry Nowak, who died after being stabbed in Southampton last year. It happened in December, but the story has received renewed attention because his killer has just been sentenced to life with a minimum of 21 years in prison, and the video has been released, kicking off debates about policing and racial tensions. The man responsible is 23-year-old Sikh Vikram Digwa, who the court heard had falsely reported to police that he was the victim of a racist attack by Nowak, who was white. Officers who arrived at the scene on a residential street in the southern England coastal city appeared to take him at his word, handcuffing Henry on the pavement and not believing he'd been attacked.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Put the hand in the cuff, mate.
After the sentencing hearing, the victim's father, Mark Nowak, had this to say.
Henry should not have died on the streets of Southampton in police custody. The way he was treated was inhumane and degrading.
At the trial, Judge William Mousley acknowledged the case had stirred racial tension across Britain. But the boy's father says the case wasn't about racism or religion, and he wanted his son's death to lead to safer streets and not to be used to create further division or tension. That's not what has happened. This sound is from a video published on the UK Guardian newspaper website featuring ugly clashes between police and protesters at Southampton. Police say they were pelted with chairs, cans, rocks and flares by some of the hundreds at the demonstration. The people at the protest included anti-immigration activist Tommy Robinson. Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood has called the street violence unacceptable, while Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said he was disturbed by the violence, despite the video raising legitimate questions about the police response.
I have seen the body cam footage. It's harrowing. And I have to say, as a father of a 17-year-old boy, I felt sick watching it. It is absolutely right that the IOPC are looking at this. There are clearly serious questions that need to be addressed, not least how accusations of racism informed the decision-making in this case.
Nigel Farage is the leader of the anti-immigrant Reform UK party. He has sought to draw parallels of the teen's death with the 2020 killing of George Floyd in the United States, which sparked the Black Lives Matter movement. He has argued the video is proof of what's been called two-tier policing.
I feel a sense of cold rage at the way the police treated somebody who was stabbed. They didn't believe him. The last words on earth this man heard were his rights being read out to him, all because of a false accusation of racism.
But the PM says he thinks Nigel Farage's reaction is the wrong one. He says while Nowak's death has triggered debates about policing and knife crime, it has also spurred claims by far-right activists and politicians that there is bias against white people in the justice system. Critics say Farage's complaints about two-tier policing are a popular far-right talking point that claims ethnic minorities are better treated than white people. The Prime Minister says the Reform UK leader needs to stop causing trouble.
I start my answer to your question through the eyes of the family. They have said they do not want this whipped up. They have been through the most extraordinary, awful experience. They don't want this whipped up. And Nigel Farage is completely wrong to use this to try and create division.
Meanwhile, an investigation by the Independent Office of Police Conduct is underway into the police response to the incident. The local chief constable, Alexis Boone, has told the BBC he will not resign and that he was waiting for the outcome of the probe before making any further comment. In a separate statement, the force has said one of the officers involved in the arrest has since resigned, while three others were being treated as witnesses in the investigation. Deborah Grok, SBS News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.